from New Orleans, this is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. This week's show is all about happy endings.
When you see me acting gay, then you know I feel okay. It seems I'm always that way, it's the rhythm in me.
We've got new Louisiana music from Mashiach Lake. Also this week, Tommy Malone, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Trombone Shorty with the original Meters.
You are the song of loveliness.
Sugar sweet Louisiana music after the break. You hear that? That's Mashiach Lake, and she's filing her nails. Not because she's doing her nails right now, but because she's preparing to play for us here on Music Inside Out. Mashiach Lake has been singing professionally since she was 9 years old. She's now a 30-something. But Mashiach Lake's repertoire suggests a much longer, deeper history dating back to the early part of the last century, when people were buying phonographs and drinking absinthe in its original form. Mashiach Lake and her band, the Little Bighorns, have performed across the U.S. and Europe, and they've cut two albums featuring old melodies and songs that Lake wrote. And when Lake sings, she brings an early jazz sensibility to songcraft and presentation that places her as a top-drawer cabaret singer, blues belter, and honest-to-goodness modern-day chanteuse. Mashiach Lake joins us here at my house in New Orleans. Thanks so much for coming over.
Thanks for having me.
When it rained 5 days and the sky turned black as night. Oh, when it rained 5 days, the sky turned black as night. Trouble's going on in the lowlands late at night. Now when it thunders and lightning and that wind begin to blow. When it thunders and it lightning and that wind begin to blow. Oh, thousands of people, they ain't got nowhere to go. Things and go. Oh, backwater blues caused me to pack my things and go. There ain't no place for this poor old girl to go.
Excellent. You have self-confidence, Mashiach Lake.
I have no choice.
I like that a lot. So I call you a chanteuse, which suggests that you're fetching, you've got a great pair of lungs, and you create something magical that happens when you step on stage. But that word doesn't necessarily cover all that you can do because you sing so many different kinds of music. This all began in Oregon?
Well, I guess so, because that's where I was born. But the music began in South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Because that's where we were living when I was nine, when I began. My parents had divorced, and my mama was going out looking for a new husband and would take me and my sister along to this place called the Elk Creek Steakhouse and Lounge that housed the South Dakota Opry. And they had a singing contest one night. It was all grown-ups and very, very sincere, you know. They were very serious about it. And so they thought it was really cute when I was like, well, I want to be in the singing contest. I've had 3 Shirley Temples. I'm ready to go. And I got up and sang Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline. And, well, they were quite surprised about the sound that came out of this little tiny redheaded girl. So I won the contest. I won $500.
Not bad.
Yeah. And then they gave me a job. And I sang 2 songs every Saturday night, and I got paid $25 a song.
Well, okay, you know, truth be told, you're still a little redheaded girl, okay? So
I haven't grown much since then.
I don't think you have, right? But you know, we're going to have to ask you if you can sing a little bit of the song for us, Walking After Midnight.
Oh, sure. I have to do a cappella, though.
That's fine.
That's right. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight. Just like we used to do, I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles out on the highway. That's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. Is that good enough, or you want me to go to the bridge? I could do the bridge.
Do the bridge!
I stopped to see a weeping willow crying on his pillow. Maybe he's crying for me. And as the skies turn gloomy, night winds whisper to me, I'm lonesome as I can be. I go out walking after midnight, out in the starlight, just hoping that you'll be somewhere out walking after midnight, searching for me. That was the slide at the end.
Not bad. That is fantastic. You know, there's a recording, actually, of Patsy Cline just after she'd recovered from a terrible car accident. I don't know if you ever heard that recording, because no. I know that you have just been recovering from a terrible bicycle accident.
That is correct.
You know, a lot of folks have been asking, well, what happened to you? You look kind of beat up. No, seriously. Another woman tried to pass another car in front of my brother and I and hit us head on. And this happened about June the 14th, and it broke my hip, dislocated it, and broke my right arm and cut my face up a little bit. And in 3 months, I'll go back for more plastic surgery, and then they say they're going to give me a facelift and it's going to make me like new. And until then, I'm so glad to be back. Thank you. I fall to pieces each time I see you again.
I bet she needed to sing so bad after that.
Do you really need to sing?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It's a need. It's a soulful need to do it. You know, it's some things inside that I have to get out, you know? Like, it wells up too much if I don't. It's like there's this little steam button or something on my head, and if I don't press the steam button, that it builds up too much, you know? Like, after the bike accident, I went and did a gig the next day.
Are you serious?
And it felt so good to sing. It hurt, you know, because my head's hurt. Like, there was pressure, but a couple of Advils and a beer, and I was fine. And I got to sing Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind, with the rock and roll band, and it felt incredible. Like, it's healing. It's part of the healing process. And while medical professionals may say that you need to stay home and rest, and they're probably right, but your soul needs things to heal yourself as well.
That's certainly true. Although we should say for the kiddies at home, an Advil and a beer is not the prescribed prescription.
No. Don't do this at home, kids.
For, like, concussion.
This works for me. Doesn't work for most other people. And it's probably not right at all.
So on that night in South Dakota when you wowed them with Walking After Midnight, obviously a career was born. Did your mother ever find a new husband?
Oh, yeah. They've been married. Oh, geez. I can't do math right now. They've been married since then.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she found her man.
In that bar?
Yeah.
That bar, I'm telling you, you need to put a plaque on that bar door, don't you?
Yeah, I might go back there with a Sharpie someday.
It's a great idea. But just reading about your life is so fascinating. It's almost as if it's a tale for a great film, to be honest with you, or a great novel.
Well, I'm going to write a book when I'm done.
Good.
If I don't forget, I just what
yeah,
happened.
Try not to forget. Yeah. But you not only, you know what I mean, had this great Hollywood moment of wowing the crowd as a child, but then you went on to join the circus.
Right. But it wasn't a conventional circus by any means.
Tell us the name of it. It's hard to pronounce.
Yeah. Well, it was the Know Nothing Family Circus Sideshow that was touring with the End of the World Circus. It's not your average kind of thing. It was more like not circus tents, but nightclubs, you know, and a lot of shock value stuff.
You mean like the glass eating and the fire dancing?
Yes.
Specifically.
Yes. And like walking on swords, stuff like that, you know.
But how does one eat glass and live to tell the tale?
Well, it's very simple. You just chew it up and swallow it. That's pretty much how it goes.
You're kidding me.
No, it's that simple.
And no esophageal issues after something like that?
No, crazy.
How much chewing are you doing?
Well, you chew pretty good.
You chew it down to sand?
Pretty much, yeah. That's why it's light bulbs and not like mugs, you know, because it's very thin glass.
Gotcha.
And I wouldn't like just take a bite out of the light bulb because I'm a dainty lady.
Of course.
I would have somebody come up out of the audience and break it into bite-sized pieces for me. And then I would eat it.
Oh, well, it's good to know that there's a method to this.
But I'm retired. Just for the record, I'm never doing that again.
Really?
No, no.
Can't be convinced. No Uh-oh. Amount of money.
Well.
Seems I'm always that way. It's a rhythm in me. I got music in my soul. Rhythm will make me reach my goal. I don't know what I've been told. It's a rhythm in me. When my baby walks with me down the avenue, he's as happy as can be. He feels that rhythm too. Everybody knows I'm hot. They all wonder what I got. Jazz has got me on that spot. It's the rhythm in me.
Where does your voice come from?
Well, physically or?
Well, no, I mean, because it's such an extraordinary voice.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, that showed itself so early in life.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, Judy Garland's from that part of the world. I mean, she's from, is it Minnesota? Grand Rapids? And all originally. So how do these little girls from the Midwest end up with these big, big silo voices?
I don't think I have the definitive answer for that. I don't know. Out of oppression comes creativity, I guess. And if you're an artistic person in a small town in the Midwest, you're maybe not accepted like the other children. And out of that duress comes music and creativity.
I'm gonna live the life that I sing about in my songs. I'm gonna stand up for right and always shun the wrong. If I'm in a crowd, if I'm alone, if I'm in the street or in my home, yeah, I gotta live the life that I sing about here. In my song, every day, everywhere, on that busy thoroughfare, folk may watch me, some may mock me, say I'm a fool, but I don't care. I can't sing one
devil undercover. I'm gonna live the life that I sing about, yeah, in my songs. Every day, every night, I must always walk in the light. Some mistake me, underrate me, because I want to do what's right. I can't go to church and shout all day Sunday, go out, get drunk, and raise hell on a Monday. I gotta live the life I sing about in my soul.
Y'all.
That's Mashiya Lake making magic with the great Tom McDermott. Coming up, imagine Judy Garland with a face tattoo. Stay with us. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and we're listening to new Louisiana releases today on Music Inside Out. Here's Don't Start With Me from Mashiya Lake and the Little Big Horns. You may begin.
Baby, aren't you coming to bed? I gotta rest my weary head. We've been fussing and fighting all night long. I'm tired of hearing how I done you wrong. Baby, won't you let me be? Just come and share a dream with me. Tell me some lies just to my mind. Baby, aren't you coming to bed? I got all I need sometimes, and it's all I can take sometimes. You say you wanna go and smoke another
takes the mic, it's sometimes hard to tell what day it is or what year. Her tastes run toward the first half of the 20th century, when women singers wore evening dresses cut on the bias and flowers in their hair. But Lake is decidedly modern, and she has the tattoos to prove it. She has ink accents across her brow, at her temples, on her chin, across her shoulders, on her arms, chest.
For some reason, I've just always been fascinated with tattoos. And when I was 12, I told my mom, much to her chagrin, that I was going to be covered from head to toe someday. And she thought I was just being rebellious, but I was serious. And I didn't see my father for 17, 18 years, and found him 4 or 5 years ago, and found out that I'm a quarter Haida, which is a tribe off the coast of BC. These
the
islands,
British Columbia?
Yeah, in Canada. And they're a heavily tattooed tribe of people.
Really?
Yeah, so that's something I didn't know. And then I was like, well, that's weird, but makes sense in some kind of way, you know.
Do you believe in sort of atavistic knowledge, you know, the fact that you can sense something even though it has not been told to you or that you've not read about?
It's just so strange that it would be a coincidence with all these facts involved, you know.
Exactly. And so when did you start writing music?
I started writing poetry when I was about 12 or 13 years old, and it just kind of sprang from that. I would get full songs in my head, like instruments and everything, almost kind of symphonic, like different parts, but I didn't know how to write it down and didn't know how to play an instrument. So I would be in bands with people, and they would figure out the chords. But once the band dissipated, that song would be gone from me.
Oh, no.
I wouldn't be able to play it. So I started teaching myself instruments so that I could carry the songs with me still.
That's such a great story. But, you know, on your most recent album with the Little Bighorns, which is called Fooler's Gold, it's a fantastic album.
And
it combines some already known melodies with songs that you've written.
Mm-hmm.
Did you write Fooler's Gold?
Yes, I did.
Does it come from Fool's Gold, which is...
Yes, kind of.
Which is that wonderful mineral that looks like gold. And
but
so,
it isn't.
It just ain't.
No,
it just ain't
gold. Looks like it. It's shiny.
Right?
You might pick it up and be like, well, this is a gold nugget. And then be slightly disappointed when you find out that it's not.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a play on words with that. That's why I call it Fooler's Gold, because it's about people fooling each other in relationships. That's why it's Fooler's Gold, because you're looking for the real gold and you've just got this rock. So.
But it's true, and how often do relationships actually begin with the utter truth? I mean, I would say that that is rare. I mean, we're all fooling.
Well, I wouldn't know yet. I keep trying, you know?
Exactly.
I'm going to keep trying, but I definitely can't answer that one yet.
Sun was walking into town, casting all his glances down. When the blue-eyed girl he found ran her straight into the ground. But at first was sweet and kind, but only tears and ash behind. In a dash, those flashing eyes, he fit more crocodiles than wise. Many have heard the tale, many lived it as well. Love is made of Fooler's Gold.
What is that? That's a dance beat. Is that a rumba or is that a... I don't know.
We just call it a Latin beat.
It's a Latin beat?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I don't know if that's the scientific term for it, but that's how we refer to it. So, yeah, it's a Latin beat with a doo-wop feel.
Though, if your experience as a street performer, because you when you first started in New Orleans, you were performing with your group on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you know, there's quite a lot of pressure on someone who's performing on the street to actually bring the folks in, not just to have them wave at you as they're walking by.
Right. They have to stop.
They have to stop, and hopefully they're going to dig deep to support the band.
Yeah. Well, we did quite well, and we had dancers performing with us. And that visual was part of what arrested people to stop. And we would have, like, big circles of crowds around us. And we did quite well. So well, in fact, I got to quit my kitchen job, which was very frightening because I was like, well, what if it rains, you know? There's no guarantee. It's not a steady living. But what that taught me is that it's always going to work out. I can always take care of myself somehow. It taught me not to worry, just to do one thing at a time. No matter how small, like, take a little step and focus on making that step. And then from there, just it ascends, you know. the time I made my first record, I saved money and I had no idea what I was doing. And I just took it one step at a time and whoa, then it was done and I had a record. Awesome.
Well, what's that line from Churchill? Is it remain calm and keep going? Is that there's this wonderful quote. One?
Keep calm and carry on.
Yes, that's it. Keep calm and carry on. A song like Satan, Your Kingdom Must Come Down come from? Is that you or is that
a well-known
song?
That's a traditional song
mm-hmm.
from, I believe, 1900. It was a Negro spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the politically correct
thing? Yeah, totally. It can't be the people of color spiritual.
Right.
Doesn't have the same snap.
Satan, your kingdom must come down. Satan, your kingdom must come down. You've been ruling your evil all over this town. Satan, your kingdom must come down. My sister said to pray your kingdom down. My sister said to pray your kingdom down. You've been ruling your evil all over this town.
Vocalizing, don't you?
I have, yeah.
What can you tell us about how to approach singing in front of others?
Well, don't smoke cigarettes. Don't drink brown things like coffee and whiskey. Drink a lot of water.
Thank you, Mother.
Is what you can do. And sing from your diaphragm, definitely. Don't sing with your throat, which seems like a weird thing. You have to kind of, what my teacher told me was imagine that your throat is open and sound is just passing through it and not hitting any of the sides or anything like that.
But keep, like, as if, like, as when you're singing, imagine yourself on a 3-lane highway and you're in the middle lane.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Well, you did a wonderful mixtape list for an outfit called the NOLA Defender.
Oh, you saw that? I can't even remember what I put on that thing.
It is fantastic.
Oh, great.
You know,
can you show it to me later?
I can show it to you right now.
Oh, cool.
There you go.
Wow.
And it really not only suggests, you know, your emotional depth, but it also suggests a certain taste in music that illustrates a fearlessness about emotion. So you mention a song that we, as American music listeners, have come to know as Gloomy Sunday, which was a Billie Holiday song, but it doesn't start with Billie Holiday.
No. It was composed in 1932 by a man named Rezo Sures.
Yes.
Based on a poem by a Hungarian man named Laszlo Javor. It's called the Hungarian Suicide Song.
Mindig ogni ciocos idolum chiamiamo vamos. Somoru vacharno.
It was originally about the horrors of war. For some reason, the English translation ended up being about the loss of a lover.
Sunday is blooming, my hours are slumberless. Dearest, the shadows I live with are numberless. Little white flowers will never wake anew, you, not where the black coat of sorrow has taken you. Angels have no thought of ever returning you. Would they be angry if I thought of joining you? Gloomy Sunday.
There's something about that melody that's just so beautiful. And this song has been covered by so many people. You should check out the Paul Robeson version.
Then
came a Sunday when you came to find me. They bore me to church and I left you behind me. My eyes could not see one I wanted to love. And the flowers are forever above me. Last of all
sadness can people stand in a concert? When you put together your playlist for a show, how much can you go this way before you've got to bring them back and make them feel happy again?
It's situational. When I do my solo shows and play the instruments, I'll do like three in a row like that, but then try to bring it up at least with tempo a little bit, you know. Not to put people on an emotional roller coaster, but if you bring them down, you gotta bring them back up.
But, you know, I love that song you chose. It's a big Spider Becky song.
Oh.
I'll be a friend with pleasure.
Right. Well, let's just be friends. Who hasn't heard that line out there?
Can you do a little bit for us, even a cappella, a little bit?
Uh-huh. Right from the start, you played a part. I gave you my heart with pleasure. Your hand caress brought happiness. I answered yes with pleasure. Sunset till dawn, though you are gone, dreams linger on like treasure. If you intend, this is the end. I'll be your friend with pleasure.
That'll bring them back.
Hey! All right, good. Yeah, we had to come back from that gloomy Sunday conversation somehow.
Yeah.
With heartache. What better?
But you
funny
know.
Funny how that's happier. But that's one thing I love about the old jazz songs is they'll take, like, some pretty heavy emotional content, lyrical content, and then pair it with these bright major chords and make it happy.
Well, Mashiya Lake, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been really fun.
You're a doll.
Thank you. So are you.
His oldest regret, she's unable to lunch today.
Mashiya Lake and the Little Bighorns with Miss Otis Regrets, one of Ella Fitzgerald's favorite songs. Coming up, who wrote the line, "Everything in New Orleans is a good idea"? Stay with us. This is Music Inside Out. I'm Gwen Tompkins. Tis the season for new music, and today we're featuring four Louisiana artists and a titan of popular music with a soft spot for New Orleans. Each recording is a new twist on a time-honored classic. First up, Tom McDermott on piano and Kevin Clark on trumpet with a ragtime standard. The song is called Temptation Rag. Thank you.
Imitation Rag, written by Henry Lodge and performed by Tom McDermott and Kevin Clark. Next up, we'll hear new music from the New Orleans band Sweet Crude. They sing Cajun pop in French and in English. Here's a song called Parlez-nous à boire, which roughly translates to Let's Talk About Drinking. It's a Cajun standard.
Oh, parlez-nous à boire, non pas du mariage, toujours en regrettant nos jolis temps passés. Oh, parlez-nous à boire, non pas du mariage, toujours en regrettant nos jolis temps passés.
Si que tu te maries avec un joli fille, t'es dans les grands dangers. Ça va te la voler.
Oh, parlez-nous à boire, non pas du mariage, toujours en regrettant nos jolis temps passés.
Si que tu te maries avec un fille bien pauvre, t'es dans les grands dangers. Faudra travailler toute la vie.
Oh, oh, parlez-nous à boire, non pas du mariage, toujours en regrettant nos jolis temps passés.
Si que tu te maries avec une fille quatre quoi, t'es dans le grand danger, faudra trapper de grands reproches.
Femme ou ton grand voyant, car tu gaspilles mon bien.
That was Sweet Crude with Parlez-nous à boire, or Let's Talk About Drinking. In his 2004 memoir, Bob Dylan wrote, "Everything in New Orleans is a good idea." And with that spirit in mind, we're going to play a ballad from his album of standards. The song was written by Irving Berlin. It's called What'll I Do?
What'll I do when you are far away and I am blue? What'll I do? What'll I do when I kissing you, what'll I do? What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do? With just just a photograph to tell my troubles to. When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
What'll I Do by the great Bob Dylan. Until recently, Branford Marsalis had never released a solo album. On this recording, he's solo, but not alone, at the Grace Cathedral in San Francisco, a sacred space often associated with Duke Ellington and Vince Guaraldi. The song is another modern variation on a standard, but you'll figure it out. So glad we had this time together. Written by Joe Hamilton, made famous by Carol Burnett, and performed by Branford Marsalis at Grace Cathedral in San Francisco. And you've been listening to Music Inside Out. Our show is produced by Lynette Johnson, Sean Collins, Jenny Lawson, Steve Panacek, and Jason Ryan. Music Inside Out is produced in partnership with WWNO. For a complete playlist of the songs from this hour, go to our website at musicinsideout.org. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Gwen Tompkins, and this is Music Inside Out.
Major support for Music Inside Out comes from the historic New Orleans Collection. Music Inside Out also receives support from the Ruth U. Fertel Foundation, the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, Baba Jim Istanbul Studios and Mastering, the Arts Council of New Orleans, Surf Song Realty of Orange Beach, Alabama, Adam Newman Designs, and WWNO. Donations to Music Inside Out are tax deductible, thanks to our partnership with the National Performance Network. For more information on how you can support our program, go to our website at musicinsideout.org/support.